Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Throw your hands in the air if
you's a true player. Big booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Good to have you with us. 869-1240. That's the KFH hotline fueled by Twin Peaks. Serving Wichita East and West. We appreciate Twin Peaks and their sponsorship of the KFH Hotline. Longtime supporter of Sports Talk in Wichita with Sports Daily. We appreciate it. If you want to weigh in on thoughts with our conversation about Kevin Saul, feel free to do so. Should have invited you to do that before the end of the first segment. 869-1240 on the KFH Hotline. Feel free. We're going to move on and get to news that was breaking at the end of the show yesterday on Deshaun Watson and his legal crew settling with 20 of the 24 women who had brought lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. Four still outstanding. The NFL weighing in saying, okay, that's fine, but you still have us to deal with. So where are we now, a week after Deshaun Watson stated publicly his desire to be cleared in a court of law from all of the charges, but obviously, even while maybe understanding that settlements were in the offing to try to clear the slate as quickly and as efficiently as he possibly could, how cynical is our view of how all of this process playing out?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm telling you, when his lawyer got up and tried to explain the legalities of a happy ending, I was like, okay, I'm
well, that kind of lost you, right? Yeah, that kind of lost you.
Waiting for the courts. You know, I'm like, okay. If your lawyer's up there trying to defend a happy ending in a legal sense, then come on, right? We knew that there was an attempt at a settlement earlier. Not everybody was on board with that settlement from the accusers. Now the settlement's been paid. I can't imagine, Bruce, and I don't want to say this with 100% certainty because I can't imagine that I'll ever be in this situation, both because I know that I'll make better decisions and I'll never have the spotlight on me like Deshaun Watson does. But Bruce, I can say with 99.9% certainty that if anybody ever comes after me and it's an attack on my character, whatever it is, and it's not true, I ain't settling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not going to happen.
No, I feel you.
If I'm being accused of something that I didn't do, I ain't settling. Like, it's not going to happen, especially if I'm Deshaun Watson and I got all the money in the world to pay a lawyer. Like, no, absolutely not. Let's drag this thing out as long as you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't know what good this is going to do. I don't know if he settles all these cases, if it's going to do him any better or worse, because we've heard reports that the NFL wants to suspend him for a season.
Right.
And so I don't, it doesn't really matter now, because if the NFL gets its way, it'll do that. If four accusers don't take a settlement, it'll make it far easier for the league to do that. And right now, if you're the league and you're saying, okay, well, you settled with these other accusers, which we can infer, you know, I don't know if you can infer or if they'll be allowed to as an admission of guilt in any way, but they have even more grounds, I think, on the surface to suspend him now. And we know they want to do it for a year. And is that in totality or is that for one at a time? Like, what does this look like? Cleveland's got egg all over their face for sure.
No question.
Deshaun Watson has egg all over his face for sure. And the league appears to want to come down hard on this, and I don't blame them either. It's a mess. You've got, you know, teams trying to manipulate the situation, which is not good for business, right? The Browns should have never done what they did. They should have never done what they did. And it's almost, you know, when they gave the contract they gave and the way that they structured it, it was almost an admission from Cleveland, like, yeah, we know this is all bad and ugly. We're going to structure this contract in a way that protects us, but we're willing to, you know, we're willing to absorb that part of it. I mean, it's all just like, blech, like it's just gross. And whatever, man, I really don't care. Like, and that sucks because I liked, you know, Deshaun Watson was such a, is such a fun player to watch.
Sure.
And by all accounts, before any of this came out, had done so much good in the community. And I'm not saying like the story is written and completed on Deshaun Watson as a human. I'm not saying that at all. You know, I hope, just like I do for every person on the planet, that he grows from this and becomes a better person through the end of it. But, I'm not sitting here like, man, I can't believe we're not going to get to see him play or anything like that, because it's just whatever. I just don't care right now about Deshaun Watson playing football.
Well, okay. This situation could have been handled. Well, I mean, it could have been handled so much better. Just with some contrition or acknowledgement of culpability, or to your point, playing it out to its legal end. Maintaining and trying to prove your innocence. If these are indeed the claims that you've made and you've been consistent about, which he has, despite the what appears to be overwhelming circumstantial evidence to refute it. All right, well, fine. You wish that it had played, and look, it hasn't played out altogether because we don't know where the NFL is going to land. I think we have a fairly good sense. And we'll answer our own question that we asked really over the last few weeks, you know, where is the NFL going to come down on this thing? And I think they're going to come down seriously on it. And I've upped my over on the 8 games question that I think we posed a few weeks ago, the over-under on 8 games. I think we both took over, and I think it's going to be a year. I think it will be a full year. Is that going to be enough to right the apparent wrong of all of this? Remains to be seen. We may or may not know how much money has exchanged hands, but we know that Deshaun Watson has more of it than he knows what to do with. We're talking about a guaranteed contract of $230 million. I was thinking about this yesterday, Jacob. He could pay every single one of the complainants $1 million to just kind of go away. And it really probably wouldn't even tick the bottom line for him. Think about that.
No.
The wealth that he has.
But on the On the flip side of that, Bruce, he could also take this thing through court and afford those legal fees for as long as he needed to if there was no admission of guilt.
Right.
If you really didn't do anything wrong, dragging this out in court is not going to break your bank. Now, look at the guaranteed money you just got. It'll cost you more to settle. We don't know the details of the settlement, so I shouldn't say that.
No.
I don't know how much money has been settled with. But if the league wanted to suspend him for a full year, their case was made stronger yesterday with those settlements. And there are four women who are not settling either.
Right.
So while it feels like Deshaun Watson let's say he gets suspended for the entire year, and I'm with you, I think he will too. It feels like he's been gone for 2 years. But remember, one of those years was not because of any of this. It was because he had disputes with the Texans and didn't want to play there anymore. So he basically just sat out the season. Okay, so it really hasn't been 2 years. He hasn't been suspended at all for this. Who's to say 1 year is where this ends? Let's say it keeps dragging out. You've got the year for what's on the table now, and there is, you know, not just, you know, some settlement, but an actual, he loses a court case on this. And not just one, but four. Is it only a year? Is that enough? And then you turn the page? I don't know. But the days of sweeping these types of situations under the rug have to be done for the NFL.
Yes.
And they have to be. And I think that we're hearing that the NFL is done trying to sweep this under the rug. It makes perfect sense for the NFL to have like a zero tolerance policy on any of this stuff. You want the behavior to change, you have to take control of it. And if these types of things are coming out and there's any sort of guilt associated, or in some situations where you've had any sort of video or whatever it might be, the punishments need to be harsh and quick, because the only way you change that behavior is taking a zero tolerance policy. And,
right.
you know, it just feels like Deshaun Watson's going to be the beginning of a new era in this stuff. And a year is going to be the beginning. Is it all? I don't think we know that. I don't think we know that it might be just a year.
And you also have the added dimension of the hearings going on the Capitol Hill with Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders. And it's not exactly apples and apples, but there is a very serious element of sexual harassment and dysfunction alleged with, and pretty much appears to be proven in a culture that existed in Washington. And, you know, I mean, you've got these two issues going on right now that I think are really important times for the NFL to make strong statements. And they're doing it against one of their own. Remember, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, is employed by the owners of the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about policing basically one of your own. And it's a bit of a sticky wicket, probably, when you get into those types of situations. But I have some faith in Roger Goodell to understand his place and time and what it means right now to make a strong statement. And you have an opportunity with two of these very distasteful, ugly, uncomfortable situations, Deshaun Watson, Daniel Snyder, playing out at virtually the same time. It's a tremendous opportunity, I think, for the NFL to make a strong statement that they need to be able to back up with consistent discipline. And I think it starts in these two situations. How it plays out in Washington remains to be seen. Daniel Snyder is, after all, the owner of the Washington Commanders. Is that franchise essentially going to be taken? I don't know how that will work or how it, you know, what sort of latitude the NFL has relative to one of their own. I don't know. But I think that that will probably play out to the point where you've got to make a strong statement. Certainly, I think the NFL will make a strong statement on the Deshaun Watson situation. So, yeah.
Goodell's about to get hammered by, you know, lawmakers today.
Yes.
Takes the heat. Right. So, you know, I'm sure he would love to suspend Daniel Snyder, but I don't think he can. So
I think that's,
you know,
a tough one.
It's just one of those things. But he can with Deshaun Watson. And the reality is, after the contract Cleveland gave Watson and how that all played out, there's probably all but one ownership group that's not going to be just fine with the lengthy Deshaun Watson suspension, because all the other owners are going to be pissed that they gave that kind of contract to Watson in the first place, because it absolutely changed the market. So I don't think he's going to take any heat there with anything he does in regards to Deshaun Watson. Daniel Snyder, who right before this oversight committee, and it may be happening now, I don't remember what time it's supposed to start, more, you know, things released about, you know, some of the culture there in Washington and how he protected people acting like idiots, basically, to give you the Cliff Notes version, and their, you know, inappropriate behavior with coworkers. Like, it's not that hard to just go to work, right? Like, you know, especially with great power comes great responsibility, right? Isn't that what Spider-Man told us? Or maybe it's Uncle Ben. Mm-hmm. Like, you just go to work and behave at work. Like, it's not that big a deal. Just do it. I don't know what happens with Daniel Snyder. I think if Roger Goodell could have pulled the trigger on getting him out, he'd have done
it
a long time
earlier.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not that simple with an owner.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think he knew that he had a real storm on his hands, and I think he's known it for a while. But what do you do? I mean, it's difficult in that situation. But now I think his hand is going to be forced. Now the question becomes, and I think it's a very real question, how much power does he have from other ownership in the NFL to deal with that? I don't know. I just don't know how that all works out. But we're fixing to find out. Because I don't think you can just leave the Daniel Snyder case and the case of the Washington Commanders alone. And I know they've already paid $500,000 fine, and but the allegations there have been not only a dysfunctional and a hostile work environment, but altering the books. I mean, you've got a cesspool alleged in Washington with that ownership group. I mean, it's a total mess.
That's a pretty good description. Cesspool.
It really is.
Real quick, Bruce. So
yes,
K-State fans will be interested in this. Dylan Edwards, the talented running back out of Derby, announced today that he will be committing tomorrow at Derby. So tomorrow afternoon at noon, he's going to make his commitment. That'll be interesting. He's been, you know, people have been hopeful on K-State for him. One of his best friends, Avery Johnson, also kind of right there to make a commitment at some point soon. So we'll see. I'm not sure. I have a gut feeling with Avery Johnson. I really don't have a good grasp on what Dylan Edwards is thinking, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Interesting. Very interesting. Scott, thank you very much for holding. We appreciate it. He wants to weigh in on our recent conversation on the KFH hotline. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. You know, Goodell could actually be pulling this up. Actually, he's pretty smart. Cousins contacted Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson, you know, that little front ear and everything after the second. Hold it out. Make it go through so that way the second year of the contract is where all the money starts hitting. That's where they bust him.
Yes. Yes, they did structure it that way. Yeah,
maybe,
you're right.
Maybe to the NFL benefit. Because then it really hits a message. You want to play this? Fine. We'll wait to hit you where the money hits instead of where you manipulated your contract to hide all your money.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott. And yeah, it remains to be seen how they come down on this thing. I think to Jacob's point, and thank you for the call, I think to Jacob's point, who's to say that it may be just 1 year? I mean, we've got four of these things still pending. We don't know how this is all going to play out. The Deshaun Watson case has kind of gone through some very interesting ebb and flow. I was a little bit, I guess not stunned, but still somewhat surprised by settling of 20 of the 24, although you would think that that's the direction that he and his representation were shooting for, just trying to get this thing behind him as quickly as they possibly can. But we don't really know. This first wave, okay, boom. Because to your point, you're right. He sat out last year essentially because of his disagreement with, or at least that's how it started, his disagreement and his desire not to be with the Houston Texans anymore. And then, of course, boom, this thing opens up and everything changes. But no, this thing isn't over. At all.
No, and there's still going to be four.
No.
Right now, there's still four cases
yes.
looming.
Right. Yeah, we've gotten so used to the numbers with Deshaun Watson of accusations. I mean, think about it. If we hadn't had the example of Deshaun Watson, but another player was facing four allegations of sexual misconduct, it would be huge news, but we're desensitized ridiculously from the 24 that Deshaun Watson was dealing with.
So if I have it correct, the same lawyer separately represents all 24 accusers.
Right.
If
Tony
that
Barrazzo,
same lawyer yep. is comfortable with 20 of them taking a settlement, but four aren't taking that settlement, my guess is they're not interested in a settlement. I don't know what it would have to be, but if four of them all represented again by the same person, I just don't know that there's going to be a settlement in place. This thing is going to go out and go if it goes to court. And Deshaun Watson's already sort of, you know, like not admitting any guilt here. It's going to get uglier.
Yeah. Good. I would agree. All right. Close it down. We'll take another turn here in a moment. A couple of other things to get to. Sports Daily on a Wednesday. All Brockton Hurdle with you. Good to have you with us. Big pitching matchup tonight. Daniel Lynch, Shohei Ohtani. God, I'm going to have. I got Stanley Cup Final going on tonight, and I got that pitching matchup, which, by the way, I'm not missing. So we're going to figure that out, even while I'm trying to really zero in on Game 4, Colorado and Tampa Bay tonight. These are the things that are first world problems. All right, back in a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stanley Cup Final resuming tonight. Game 4 in Tampa after the Lightning really kind of took apart the Avalanche 6-2 in Game 3 the other night, Monday night. Still the Avalanche up 2-1, heading into a very pivotal Game 4. Jad, where are you feeling about, how are you feeling about things right now?
I don't know. It honestly just kind of depends on, how do you generally see a Game 4 versus a Game 5? I've heard both of them considered particularly pivotal in a lot of different series. I'm kind of the opinion that a Game 4 is at least as important as a Game 5, if not maybe even a little more.
If you believe that a series doesn't start until a team wins on the road, then in this case, because everybody's held serve, yeah, you're probably right. I will say this. Colorado wins tonight, they're winning the series. They will win the Stanley Cup because Tampa would have to win essentially 3 of 4. I don't see how they do that against this team. Now, you're sitting here saying, well, wait a minute. They just got done winning 6-2.
Colorado won 7-0.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, generally, Game 5 is where things swing. It certainly did in the Boston Celtics-Golden State series. And it could very well in this one tonight. Don't know. There's been a lot of conversation about it's kind of a conspiracy theory thing, which I don't really give any credence to, although I guess I'm discussing it. The amount of time that was given to the Lightning to make their case for the goal that was disallowed out of the gate in Game 3. within the first 3 minutes, Colorado had scored. That goal was eventually reversed, which, by the way, doesn't happen usually. Without definitive proof when a call has been made on the ice. And you're only supposed to, it's written in the rules, have 30 seconds to make that call because there's penalties involved. If you challenge a call in the NHL and it's not overturned, you are now playing with basically a penalty. You're playing a man short for 2 minutes. The Avs have gone 60% in the power play. So if you give them, for instance, a situation like that where they go up 2-0, who's to say that that game isn't totally different? Okay, fine. That's an argument for days in between. I don't particularly buy into it because the Lightning kicked their backsides pretty well from that point on. But I do think it makes it even more interesting tonight. I think that you're going to see in a very high-paced, emotional game tonight. You might see Nazem Kadri back on the ice tonight. It's not out of the realm for the Colorado Avalanche, and that's probably more than you all needed to know, but there we go.
That injury could Colorado have been a lot worse.
I wonder if people are as generally interested as I have been this time around. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think getting back into mainstream television has been a little bit better. There's some regional interest, I think, in Colorado. There's definitely interest in the way that they've played, and these games have just been like goal, 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 which has been nuts to watch. So I do think there is some interest in it, more so than in the past, I think.
I think so, too. I think the fact that it's been on ABC helps it. Although I think the TNT, I think I prefer their coverage. I like Sean McDonough in the role of play-by-play. Okay. But, I mean, that's just preference more than anything else. Colorado's actually a favorite tonight. Minus 110. Hardly worth betting. But anyway, they're a slight favorite tonight against the Lightning on the road. But I agree with you, Jake. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the middle of it, so I'm in the eye of the storm. I don't know how it's playing out. I saw something. I saw that the numbers were good, and the NHL was very pleased with the ratings of the first three games of this series. And I would imagine there'll be a fair amount, in a relative sense, a fair amount of eyes on that game tonight. So we'll see how it all plays out. Okay, 5 out of 6. We made the Royals statement early in the show. Bobby Witt Jr., what he's doing right now. Now you've got Daniel Lynch and Shohei Ohtani. You come home with a manageable schedule. Jacob, if you can, now even if you can't get out of this one tonight, at the very least, you'll have won 5 of your last 7, and you'll be coming home for 6 winnable games at the K. Come on, Daniel Lynch. Give us come a on. 6 1/3
let's
or
go.
Give us a 7. Come on, let's go. I mean, I'm serious.
Don't be intimidated.
I'm really feeling this tonight.
Don't be intimidated by the guy opposing you on the mound and the fact that he had 8 RBIs last night and, you know, could strike out 10 guys in 5 innings. Don't even focus anything about that. Just go. Just get after it. And for the love of God, don't give him anything to hit.
Right. Yeah, please don't give him anything.
He hit
to
that
hit.
Second
God.
Home run off of Barlow.
Yeah.
Is there? I'm trying to remember because there are some really, really fun home run swings. I don't know if there's as good a one right now as when Shohei gets a hold of one, though, on a pull like that, where he just looks like he hits it to the stinking moon.
Griffey and Bonds are the two guys that really come to mind, right?
Especially late Bonds, like yoked up, voided out Bonds, for sure.
Yeah, late Bonds was appointment viewing, and you could look. I'll listen to it. You can get into all the reasons why you don't want to give him credit for this, that, and the other thing. Still had to hit the damn ball, and it's not an easy thing to do. Steroids aside, I mean, just from a question of comparing guys, especially from the left-hand side, my God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who else it would be, really. But Shohei Ohtani is... Thank God baseball has Shohei Ohtani, right?
I know, man.
The phenomena.
I love all the great young players in baseball right now and the swag that they play with and like all of, I love all of it. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be right there in the mix with all of these guys as far as just you tune in to watch him every day.
Sure.
But Shohei Ohtani's he's more must see than all of them. And I'm not saying he's the best of all of them. Might be. Mike Trout's still the best hitter. In my opinion, but you know, collectively, God, it's just been a long time. It may be since Bonds, Bruce, that we've had a player that we all just kind of tuned in for. Now, we'll never probably get back the fact that the whole country was like tuning into every Bonds at bat.
Sure.
But you don't miss Ohtani when you got a chance to watch him. You just don't. And it's been a long time. And that's even with his teammate, perhaps through this point in his career, being the best we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's still Ohtani.
If you're a baseball fan, you're a baseball fan. It doesn't matter where the guy comes from. Shouldn't. I mean, if you appreciate the uniqueness of the overwhelming talent that a player like Shohei Ohtani has, and I don't know how you can't. That's universal. That's not that's not America centric. You know, it's not. You don't have to be an American. You just have to be a player. I mean, I just see ball player when I see Shohei Ohtani. To be honest with you, at the All-Star game last year. In a sea of great young players, and you're right, the game is in good hands right now because of the young players that are in it. It's in fantastic shape, in my opinion. But the amount of reverence that even those young guys had for Ohtani, it was amazing how much Ohtani drove the conversation during the All-Star break last year. You just don't normally get that. You get young guys talking about maybe themselves or, you know, whatever the case may, but all the conversation was about Shohei Ohtani. All of it. Because of, I think, the just general appreciation for what the guy does in both the offensive and pitching aspect of being so good. And Jacob, when was the last time in baseball you had a snap answer to the question, who would you build your franchise around right now in Major League Baseball? There's one answer and one answer only right now. Period.
Yeah, if you're factoring it, everything in, including buzz and excitement and everything, I'm not
everything
sure.
Everything in.
Age two, it's Shohei. Yeah,
it's Shohei Ohtani, period. And even at a time when you can make an argument that we are seated with some of the great young players in baseball in the last 25 years, just the sheer number of them. There are a lot of guys right now that are just fantastic, great young players. But I'm all in tonight. Pitch downhill, Daniel Lynch. Let's go. All right. We'll get to a little OTD. It happened on this day, Wednesday, January 22nd. Not necessarily a Wednesday, but June 22nd, rather. Happened on this day in sports. Joe Louis makes an appearance. So does John McEnroe. And speaking of the sweet swing, Ken Griffey Jr. as well. All straight ahead, OTD on Sports Daily.
Bob and Tom Mornings, this is KFH.
Joey Ohtani's deal, maybe the sweetest in team history. In other words, for the Angels. He's on a two-year, $8.5 million deal. This year making $5.5 of that $8.5. Deal expires at the end of the season, then arbitration. And then free agency afterwards, at which time the starting spot is expected to be Max Scherzer's deal of $43.3 million. How the hell do you start to even think about paying a player that is amongst the best in the game offensively and pitching? I mean, you talk about a unicorn. I don't even know where you start. I'm not sure what the basis, because you're basically painting on a blank canvas with that deal. And then on top of it, Jacob,
do you combine? Do you combine?
Right.
The salaries.
I don't know how you do that. Then on top, and then
do
the
you
thing
pay
that
him
makes
the $35 million he's worth as a hitter and the $25 million he's worth as a pitcher.
Well, I mean, yes, and that sounds absurd, but don't you?
Well, nobody's going to pay that. Nobody's going to pay that much.
The Angels may not pay it at all. Angels have a history of being burned by, you know, big long-term contracts anyway. But my God, if you're the Angels, how do you not make the move to move heaven and earth to keep him as a member of the Angels? Then again, they've had Ohtani and Trout, and by the way, now Noah Syndergaard, Rendon. You've got four really huge, well, you've got three very huge contracts. Ohtani is right now, you know, an absolute bargain, but he's not going to be for long. And yet your team can't win. The Angels are the weirdest team in that regard to get figured out. Now, you figure weirdest. Just by mistake they'd be better than they are. It's crazy. Anyway, so it goes. OTD. On this day, it happened in the world of sports, June 22nd, 1938. And it still may be the most famous boxing match in the history of the heavyweight division. Joe Louis knocks out Max Schmeling. 2 minutes, 4 seconds of the first round in front of nearly 78,000 at Yankee Stadium to avenge a loss to the mighty German 2 years prior. This with the growing cloud of World War rapidly approaching. Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling on this day and started and continued a very close friendship for the rest of their lives. Max Schmeling was someone that always resisted the overtures of Adolf Hitler, was not a member of the National Socialist Workers' Party, had a Jewish trainer, and maintained that through all of his time during the war. 1981, the You Cannot Be Serious rant by John McEnroe at Wimbledon happened on this day. And in 1994, Ken Griffey Jr. breaks Babe Ruth's record for most home runs by the end of July with 31. That would be taken care of very nicely by Barry Bonds 7 years later, who had 39 before the All-Star break in 2001.
Lord.
By the way, on this day, born into this world, no longer with us, Pete Maravich. Happy birthday, Pete. Born on this day, 1948.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.